This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mentalhealth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, a leader in boat insurance. Welcome aboard to carefree boating. Here, we don't worry about the what-ifs, because we explore with Progressive Boat Insurance for as little as $100 per year for a basic liability policy. Progressive also offers a variety of other coverages and can help you cover repair costs when you need it. And with discounts like multi-policy, safety courses, responsible driver, and more, your mind can really float free. Cruise on over to progressive.com to get a quote today and see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Rate and discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
I have some mood lighting, and we're ready to go.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome. This is Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read reviews, and it's Beanie Baby season.
What, September?
Yep.
That's Beanie Baby season? Okay. I accept it. I personally think every season is Beanie Baby season, but...
I like to keep it special. If it's every season, then
it's
it loses
special.
Its glamour, you know?
You know, I didn't know that. Good to know. Yeah, this was from my brain,
it
which
was
wonderful.
From your brain,
so
which,
I came up with this.
Stuff.
I'm very proud of myself
so
for coming up with it, et cetera, et cetera.
For you.
Thank you. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, but I have something. Can I read that email we got first?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That email? Oh, yeah.
So, folks, we got some big news here because we announced Beanie Babies and we got... an email from a very special VIP listener.
I feel like it happened within an hour of us releasing
the
episode.
It happened,
it was so quick.
Thursday, so the day after the episode came out, we got an email from a lovely listener who calls themselves a humble stan five ever, and Madeline sent us an email with the subject, I work for Beanie Babies. So, of course, we immediately opened it and said, did you see this? Okay, one question I had was, it's pronounced Ty, right? Not T-Y.
I don't know. I always said T-Y.
I did too, but then I looked it up and it's short for, I think it used to be called Tyco, T-Y-C-O.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure it's Ty because
like
it's...
Like Ty Company?
Capital T, lowercase y, Ty.
Oh,
but
gosh.
I don't know either. So I'm just going to say that. So Madeline says, I work for Ty Inc., a.k.a. the Beanie Baby Company. I'm a massive fan of both shows, and I'm reaching out because I was excited that you and I will be reading reviews of Beanie Babies, which I guess are now called Beanie Boos. Okay.
Yeah, that's their new thing with the big
scary
eyes. I mean, beautiful eyes.
Big, beautiful eyes. Madeline specifically said... Feel free to riff off this, and then in parentheses, gently, so we don't hurt their feelings. I promise we won't. But I do, weirdly enough, just acquired one.
Ooh.
Because at the baby shower Blaze's mom threw, there was one
right.
In the pinata.
That's right.
And I was like, what is this thing? It has big eyes. It's a unicorn. And then it's a Beanie Boo.
Beanie Boo.
Which I guess is, they still make Beanie Babies, but the Beanie Boos are the next generation with larger, more whimsical features.
Mm.
So if you see those, I think my sister just like me. Likes those.
I'm like the next generation. I'm larger and more whimsical than I was 2 years ago.
And I am therefore the smaller-eyed, more true-to-nature one.
Yeah.
So not as exciting of a description.
But we're both full of beans.
So this cracked me up. And Madeline also said that they were going to send us a little gift package of Beanie
That's
Boos,
so
which makes me
so sweet.
Thrilled.
That is so sweet.
I can put one next to my Dilbert M&M machine. It's going to be, this room's going to be really chaotic. So anyway, thank you, Madeline. I hope we do you justice.
And more importantly, do the Beanie Boos justice.
Do the Beanie Boos justice. I am humbled and honored to be in your presence. So with that, yes, you may go first, Sandy.
Okay. I also have email content. These are reviews sent in by Liz, who is my co-host.
Yes.
Liz says, "Hey, Sheafs, I'm Liz, she, her, and I'm procrastinating research for my own podcast to find reviews for yours. Hope these help." Well, I'm the one who saw it, so I was probably at the time also procrastinating. But quick, before I go into this, I did want to say, Human Seeking Human, the show that I co-host with Liz, we just interviewed Alex Goldman from Reply All.
That's pretty cool.
And it was so much fun.
It was pretty cool.
And it's like definitely one of the most fun episodes I've done. So
that's pretty badass.
Yeah. So it was really cool having him on, talking to him. He was a wonderful guest.
When does that come out?
It's out, but when this comes out, it'll be out for a day.
Okay. I was like, I haven't heard it yet. Okay.
So if you listen to this when it came out yesterday. So check that out. It was amazing. It was lots of fun.
Very cool stuff. I mean, I guess you don't have to listen because Liz just admitted that like she just doesn't even care about her own podcast.
Yeah, this is literally what she said. So true. But maybe this will make you feel better about Liz. This is a review. It's a positive one. This is of Batty the Bat, parentheses brown version. Here is a 5-star review from Jerry Fan, spelled G-E-R-R-Y, which I think would be is that a Parks and Rec reference? I don't know.
Maybe.
Doesn't matter. This is a verified purchase. Cryptid lover! I have been fascinated with the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot or Sasquatch since I was a kid, and actually did my second grade science project on the Loch Ness Monster. I love this beanie because it is super cute, but also reminds me that there are many unknown things in this world, and sometimes it's better that way. Oh no, I messed that up, by the way.
What?
That was not for the bat.
Okay,
I was
sitting
like, that
here,
doesn't make any
I'm
sense.
I'm sitting here going, did I miss something? Is this Mothman Beanie Baby?
The way this email is structured, I'm going to put all the blame on Liz.
Liz, is there anything you can do right nowadays?
No, it was my fault. And I checked it earlier and then I forgot. Like, I knew it wasn't for that, but I was like, wait, how
I was
does this
waiting
make
for
sense?
End of review so I could insert my own loud opinion, but it
I'm
didn't come.
I'm like, I was thinking, bat boy? I'm like, what?
I thought Mothman immediately.
No, it was freaking for Enigma the Loch Ness Monster, a UK Loch Ness 2000 exclusive.
Wait,
beanie baby.
That's so cute that exists, though. I had no idea there was a Loch Ness beanie
Do you
baby.
Want it? It's only $125.
Uxinar, I want it so bad. And that's not enough for me to like say, never mind, you don't have to buy it. That's fine. You can buy me that.
I'm not going to. That was a mess. I'm sorry, Liz. Liz is sitting there like, wow, not only did you ruin the review I sent in, but you also insulted me.
She and Alex Goldman
like,
now
and
started their
again.
Own podcast. You're not part of it anymore. Okay, so that was for Loch Ness Beanie
I'm so
Baby.
Sorry. Everyone's like, what is happening? That was for Enigma, the Loch Ness Monster.
Precious.
Yeah, it was precious if I had just freaking done it right.
I will say it did throw me, though, even so, that your science project was on the Loch Ness Monster. I feel like that's not really quite the right class for that, but maybe in second grade. My diorama in second grade was about a desert hare.
Mine was about, what was that little...
Yeah, that weird thing that lives in the desert.
It's like some sort of like desert
like
mouse
a rat.
Thing.
Yeah. Why do I remember
you're so
this?
So mean about it.
No, what's wrong with being a rat?
No,
a
the way you're saying
rat.
Like a little thing. It was like a jerboa or something.
He had like a tail. He was very cute.
It was like, it had like weirdly long legs.
Yes, I loved that little diorama.
Tail. It was so cute. I think
they
it was
don't
a
make,
jerboa.
I don't think they make a beanie baby of that.
What?
I don't think they make a beanie baby of that.
They should.
They should.
Madeline?
Madeline!
Get on it!
Is that it?
Yeah, that's all I've got from Liz.
Oh, okay. So there was no bat.
No, there's a bat review. I just skipped it and I accidentally read the... That's the thing.
Okay,
it was
it.
Review, then underneath where it was from, but I read up above... The Loch Ness Monster review.
Okay.
It said bat, but that was for the review above where it said bat.
That's funny. Okay. Well, I liked it either way. I have a review of Ramsey the Lion. And this was sent in by... Nope, it was not sent in by anyone except me on Amazon. This is a 1-star review by Gail, verified purchase. The title of the review is Not What Seller Said It Was. Never said beanies. Also sharp lion horn. Nobody likes it. Disappointed greatly. I looked forever for a lion and get worse than all others. From Gail.
What is a lion horn? Did they get like a rhinoceros and they said...
Wait a second. What is a lion horn?
Wait, what?
I didn't even notice that. Sharp lion horn.
You didn't notice that?
No.
You just read that and thought, that's normal.
Yes.
Those words go well together. Sharp, lion, and horn? Oh, yeah. Are you Googling lion horn?
No, I'm going back to the Amazon link to make sure I'm understanding this was not for like a Loch Ness monster or something. Alexander, it says lion, sharp lion horn.
And, I believe it says
that. Alexander, he has a horn. I didn't even notice that he had a horn until right now.
Oh my God. It does have a horn.
It never occurred to me that it was wrong that it had a horn.
You saw the lion with a horn and
it
thought,
said,
that's...
It looks like a lion to me.
Oh my God.
It never occurred to me he had a horn. Wow. I'm questioning a lot about myself right now. But Gail said it was too sharp.
It's whimsical.
It's apparently it's not, though.
Well, not whimsical
because
enough
it's dangerous and sharp and ugly.
Jesus.
That's what she called it.
I mean...
She also said it's worse than all the others, lions, which is like a really strange... judgment,
maybe
I guess.
They're a lion beanie boo collector.
Also, nobody likes it.
And all the people that come to view her collection are
nobody
like,
nobody likes it.
I don't like that one in particular.
Nobody likes I looked forever and this one's worse than all the others from Gail. So anyway, Gail's really not pleased. She's a high standard for her fake lions. Okay, your turn.
Okay.
Sharp lion horn.
So I have a thing.
Okay.
Remember when I said this is going to be... What did I say before we started
recording? You said something that made me nervous.
Yeah, this is an interesting episode. Because this is a... It was a fucking bummer reading some of these.
Like, okay, do you have
super
some...
super depressing.
Because I have some really bummers for...
I have three very depressing... Like, I have what I wrote down as the bummer parade. Which is I have three really sad reviews in a row.
Three really sad reviews in a row, too.
Where did you get them?
An email.
Were they from Walmart?
No.
Okay, because mine
are
from Walmart.
Do we both have bummer parades?
Yeah, we have this individual separate bummer. Like, I don't know what it was about Beanie Babies, but my goodness, they bring out sadness and depression.
I didn't get it at first, but Cassidy emailed us and said, like, these were really dark and sent a bunch. And I was like, I almost didn't include them. And then I was like, well, I like to ruin things. So I kept them.
I literally, like, I'm including them to make you uncomfortable. So now we're both doing that? What? I thought, I'll just...
Okay, wait. I wonder if any of them are the same somehow, even though they're different websites. Because if they're all different, that's going to be wild.
I bet they're similar in...
Should we play like a bummer parade off?
Let's do it.
Okay, all right. I'm ready. You go first. Oh my God. Who knew that a Beanie Baby episode would be
the saddest ones?
Honest
to
God, like we've done episodes on veterinarians and zoos, and somehow this is going to be the biggest bummer of all. Okay,
Christina, I can't imagine you beating me.
Okay, I might not be
I
able
can't
to.
Imagine. I'm sorry. I feel bad that I'm laughing.
No, okay. I mean, that's good. I'd rather you be the bigger bummer,
y'all,
for once.
I'm so sorry in advance, and then I have some non-bummer ones after. But here we go. I don't know which one to do first, honestly. They're all so bad. Okay, I'll get this.
Pick one.
And they're all ones I need to get out of the way. So this first one is of a Beanie Boo. This is of the Hope Beanie Boo. It's a praying bear, COVID-19 fund exclusive.
Oh.
And it's a bear on its knees
with
prayer hands. It's freaking... It's praying. It's praying.
Madeline, did you do this? Did you create this monstrosity?
Someone did leave it a review and said it's, quote, very educational that this...
Excuse me?
Because it's praying, I guess.
We need more of this in our schools, our children's schools.
more praying.
No
beanie
masks.
Boos.
No masks and just praying. Okay, that's fine.
My
Whatever
goodness.
Floats your boat.
Yeah, you can pair it with a thoughts bear.
Well, I'd like to add that is not one of my three reviews, so we've already got
diversity
here.
Okay, good. This is my least bummer, probably.
Okay.
Which, here it is. It's technically a Walmart comment, because you can comment on things.
Okay.
Here we go. I chose to buy this Thai bear for my family and my goddaughter because both of my great uncles died with COVID-19 as an underlying cause of death in 2020. Stay safe and stay kind, everyone.
I just wanted to remind them why they died. Oh my God.
I mean, I hope COVID fund, I hope, means that 100% of profits from the original sale will support United Way Worldwide's COVID-19 fund. So,
okay. That's really a fucking very timely bummer.
Yes.
Thanks a lot for that.
That was just part of the bummer parade.
That would fit in our She for Madness. That's a good start to our kickoff to our bummer parade. Yeah. So this is so
it only gets worse on my end from here.
Fantastic. So Cassidy, she, her wrote in and said, I took a look at some reviews and most were very sad, frown face. I included some pictures of my cats to try to lighten up the mood.
Yeah, we might need that. No one else gets it, but we'll get it.
I know. They're very cute. There's a chonker named Dewey. Anyway, Cutie. So I'm going to read you. Oh, and she also got the new bag to put her sexy stuff in.
Oh, heck yeah.
So, thanks, Cassidy. All right. Here's a review of... This is a review of Barrington Lil Cali Small Plush Stuffed Animal Calico Cat on Amazon. This is a 5-star verified purchase review from Kindle customer. The title is Very Well Made, Adorable. My sister has Alzheimer's.
Why are you laughing? It's those monks all over again or whatever. The friars, I don't know who.
I'm laughing because we're in a bummer parade and it's just full force. Okay. My sister has Alzheimer's and has been missing her dog and cat. This little kitty reminds her of the little cat that she used to have and was the perfect gift for her. It truly is adorable. I think that a child would like this little kitty as well. I also purchased a dog, definitely worth the cost. End of review.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to this.
I know. It's like not like funny. It's just like, oh no.
Especially because I have something very similar.
Okay, your turn.
On mine. This one is of this is Christina. Same vibe, but I would still say mine's even more of a bummer.
Okay.
Thai Beanie Baby Shasta the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Quite colorful, flowery, cute. Here we go. A comment on Walmart is I can't read this.
You know what?
As a gift to use for my mother who has Alzheimer's dementia, hopefully it will bring back a memory. End of comment. This is so sad.
So bad. It'll bring back a memory. Alexander.
Christina.
I can't.
It's so bad.
I can't cope with this. This is a lot. I'm so glad you did this too, because I was going to feel like a real shithead.
I know. I wouldn't have done it. And then I even have another one that I'm nervous about. Okay. I'm sweating so
all
much.
Right, well,
why are we doing this?
I think I might have a winner. I'm going to wait till the end, but I think I might have a winner. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll compare. All right. This is another one here. It's the same as this. It's the same fucking cat. Okay. This cat just
brings it out in people.
This is a 5-star review, verified purchase. My granddaughter's calico cat was hit by a car and killed. She was very sad, and I thought this little stuffed kitten might help her. She absolutely loves it and sleeps with it every night. Thank you so much. End of review. Okay, mm-hmm. So now we have Alzheimer's. We have a dead cat.
COVID death.
COVID death. Another Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. Okay, your turn.
My turn. This is of... Can you guess which one my next one is of?
Princess Diana?
Yep. Thai Beanie Baby Princess the Purple Bear. This is this is their Princess Diana tribute bear. And here is the review. 5 stars, titled So Cute.
Wait, also I love that they're all 5 stars, by the way.
Oh yeah, no one has a negative thing.
It makes this so much sadder because it's like, wow, this really helped in my dark hours.
I was glad I found this. I had the original Princess Diana beanie. When my mom passed away, I put that beanie in the casket with her, as she always admired it as well. The item was well packaged and arrived super quick. End of review.
Oh my God. Alexander.
That's my last one.
And those are really rare. What if somebody grave digs it?
Stop.
Well, if they're worth like $15,000.
If it's a real
original.
One, yeah.
Can you imagine if you went through all the trouble to grave dig it out and then it had like a misspelling and you knew it was
I can imagine that. I don't think I'll ever be in that position.
Sorry. Well, Alexander.
What?
Do you want to know that I think I might beat you now?
No. Okay. I thought those last two I had were so bad. I can't even imagine.
This one's really bad.
Shit. Okay.
This one is of...
What are we doing?
This is just so bad. This one is of a different one. Hang on. This one is of a white kitten. It doesn't have the name of it, but it's a white Beanie Baby kitten. Plush kitten. 5 stars. The title is Adorable Edition. Oh my God, I can't read this. I'm sweating. Okay, here we go. My 10-year-old grandson was killed in a UTV accident the day after Christmas 2019. His pet was a stray solid white kitten that he loved very much. I placed your adorable white stuffed kitten in his casket. It was an adorable addition to his going home service. End of review.
You win. You win.
Oh my God. I mean, it was the same thing, but just...
I can't.
But just somehow no. Even worse. Oh my God, a sinner.
Should we just stop this
episode?
Wait,
I have one more that Cassidy sent that's... Oh, do you have any more?
No, a bummer parade? No, my bummer parade is over.
I have a redeeming bummer parade that starts as a bummer parade that I thought was going to be bad.
Okay.
So Cassidy sent this one too. 5 stars, called Fantastic. And it's a little, I think it's that same white kitten. My dog was given one of these when he was a puppy. He would carry it around and would refuse to sleep without it. He had severe anxiety and it was something he latched onto. At some point, it came up missing, and he was sad about it for quite some time. I don't think I had ever seen him as happy as when I pulled this one out of the bag. End of review.
Cute.
So it was a redeeming.
He got his dog alive.
Anyway,
no one else is alive.
So now I've literally set myself into a contraction. I'm literally having a prostate contraction. I'm so worked up.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That was terrible. Okay, yeah. We had our bummer parade.
Bummer parade is over.
But why are they all so sad, Alexander?
I don't know. But I will say, like, hey, there are so many there podcasts about lots of terrible things, including your other show about very depressing content. So maybe we're just like trying to reach those kinds of people.
Maybe we're finally,
And then we're going to stop that now.
Yeah, we're back to our usual bullshit.
We tested it out and it made us very uncomfortable.
We should do a focus group and just play that segment and see what happens.
What do you think about this show?
You know how people get dials and they can do like, I enjoy it. I very much don't enjoy this.
Well, and then they're going to be like, why are they laughing? What is wrong with them?
Oh, we're going to get
a lot of uncomfortable laughter there.
So sorry. Ooh. I when you said like you have some bummers, I was like, wow, cool.
The whole point is to make you uncomfortable.
The wildest
part. And I didn't think I'd get so uncomfortable too.
The wildest part is that I don't know what the wildest part is, except that, wow, none of those were the same review. They were all just really fucking
awful.
Yeah,
we all had individual ones. And like those weren't the only sad ones I found.
No, I mean, and those were all from one email from Cassidy that I was like, I almost didn't even include.
You beat me, Cassidy. You win.
I hope you're happy, Cassidy. I'll show you the pictures later, Zanny, of all
her
cats.
Oh, kitties. I didn't know there were multiple.
Multiples.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move on to something else.
Great,
this is
God.
Of the Beanie Baby Sequoia, the brown bear. It's really cute.
Let me see.
It's really cute. I love this one.
That one is cute. Yeah. I want that in the Loch Ness. Madeline?
Get to work. $150 later.
Madeline.
Okay.
Do you get a discount on Amazon Beanie Babies? Probably not.
Here's a 5-star review by Lord Timothy.
What is going on?
And just wait. 5 stars. I love Timothy. This bear is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. It says the bear's name is Sequoia, but I named him Timothy. He will cheer you up when you're sad and will be a lifelong companion. But be aware, he loves to eat refrigerators. He will eat it in 2 bites, so keep him out of the kitchen. But he loves grapes. But people, buy this bear. End of review.
I'm crying. Why am I crying now?
Now? It's like, and that one?
Yeah.
This bear just wants some refrigerators.
Timothy made me so happy. Yeah, he really turned my mood around.
Good.
He's like, if you're feeling sad, and I'm like, I am. Yeah. I actually just left a bummer parade.
That's why I kept it specifically for after the bummer
that
parade.
So smart. I kept my bummer parade for the last segment of reviews, and I'm glad you made me do it early.
Yeah, I was going to actually, my plan was to ask you, would you like it beginning, middle, or end?
Smart.
When do you want your, and then smart. Probably best to get it out of the way.
I think it's smart we got it out of the way. Wow, Alexander, Timothy the bear, I actually started crying. What's wrong with, what is going on over here? Timothy just wants to eat a refrigerator. Oh, that made me so happy. Oh, I did see a few that were like, they said his name is this, but they're wrong.
I love that.
It's James. And I'm like,
how
okay.
defensive they get.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley. Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, a leader in boat insurance. Welcome aboard to carefree boating. Here, we don't worry about the what-ifs, because we explore with Progressive Boat Insurance for as little as $100 per year for a basic liability policy. Progressive also offers a variety of other coverages and can help you cover repair costs when you need it. And with discounts like multi-policy, safety courses, responsible driver, and more, your mind can really float free. Cruise on over to Progressive.com to get a quote today and see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Rate and discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right. So I have an email from Karen. Now I have a bunch of negative ones, not negative in like a bummer way, just negative reviews a fun way. So I think this is probably more our forte. Kara sent an email. This is a review of the Sloth Beanie Baby on Amazon, which is also very cute. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I don't think so. I went through, by the way, I went through every single review and comment that Walmart has.
Are you being serious?
Literally every single one.
I'm glad you went on Walmart because I was on Amazon looking.
Yeah, I was going to text you that and then I forgot to. So I was kind of just.
I just kind of figured. Too bad.
It usually works out for us.
We usually figure it out somehow. So this is a one-star review by Mary. It's a verified purchase of the Sloth Beanie Baby. Not a sloth. Disappointed. Sloth should not have ears or tail as this has. Received a Beanie Baby lemur with the name Linus. It has ears and a fuzzy tail. Sloths have no tail or ears. End of review. And here's the thing.
Well, sloths probably, I don't know what a sloth, now I'm like questioning what a sloth looks
like. So that's what I did. And so then of course I looked up the Sloth Beanie Baby and he's very, very cute.
Yeah.
Let me pull
is
up.
Is there a button coming?
Yes. there is.
Is it a butt with or without a tail?
that's therein lies the rub. So here is the sloth. I'm texting you the sloth.
Please text me the sloth.
He's so cute.
Very cute. Oh, yes.
But now,
I don't see where there would be ears or a tail.
No, and there's no ear or tail. Now, the other problem is that there's also a lemur. So the problem is apparently some people when they ordered the sloth got the lemur Beanie Baby.
Okay, weird.
Now I'm gonna send you a picture of the lemur because if you ordered the sloth and you received the lemur, I can understand why maybe you're not super thrilled.
Oh Jesus. What? What is that?
It's the lemur. And it has tails and ears. So some people. Now
that looks like a cryptid. Holy God.
So some people received that instead of the sloth and were like, this is not a sloth. Which, like, they're not wrong. And also, the sloth is so cute and the lemur is terrifying. So we can, I guess, put that on Instagram or something. But it's horrifying.
Holy God.
So I guess that's kind of the problem that some people had.
I would not be happy.
I wouldn't be happy either.
I mean, I would be happy to have it, but I would at least expect a sloth at some point if I wow, because that thing is terrifying.
So that's where I kind of went, aha, I think some people were receiving the lemur instead of the sloth, because he said, oh yeah, they said I've received the lemur with the name Linus. Oh, wait, no. This is Gizmo the lemur. Who's
Linus?
Who's Linus, then?
Linus the lemur. Linus the lemur is a Beanie Boo.
Oh, he's a cute Beanie Boo. Okay.
Which is a little
less
better.
Less terrifying.
But y'all, if we don't post on the Instagram, look up the other one. What's its name?
Gizmo.
Gizmo.
He looks
the
like
lemur.
A gizmo.
Holy God.
Madeline, if you don't send me a gizmo, I'm going to scream. I'm going to have an actual meltdown.
I wonder how much they cost.
I don't know, but
oh,
I need it.
You can buy
it.
Them on eBay for like $4.
I need it.
Thank God.
I need
I was
a gizmo.
Worried. But that picture you sent is so... I found another on eBay and it's like not that terrifying. But like the way they took this picture, like it is so scary. Like
it has
red eyes.
It's terrifying.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I now have a, review of, Thai Beanie Boo's Paw Patrol plush, Chase the Shepherd Dog. So, ooh. You know, it's a, you know, this is a freaking stupid cop dog, but here's a 5-star review of Chase. We don't support Chase, but.
I'll send her. Police dogs don't get to choose.
This one does. Have you seen Paw Patrol?
No,
this one had a choice. Okay,
I literally know the people who write it, but
this
I've never
seen
it.
This one had a freaking choice. Yeah. Anyway,
should I ask them why they do what they do? How could you?
Just send me their info. I'll reach out.
Okay.
Okay. Here's a 5-star review titled "Quick Delivery." This is by Brenda. Cutest little dog ever. I'm so proud I bought him. End of review.
Maybe we need to write her and be like, what have you done?
Yeah.
And why?
Honestly, I was reading that and I was like, you know what? I should have that attitude more often.
I'm so proud of myself
for
making this good decision.
I went like to a record store recently with Liz and Kirsten, and I just bought some things, and I was being a little down on myself, a little hard on myself, but I should be damn proud of myself.
You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
You're not backing the blue, but you are buying some records and supporting the music industry.
Exactly.
Not quite as impressive.
Supporting my local businesses, small businesses.
Oh my God. I'm so proud of myself.
I am so proud of myself.
I love that. We should all have that attitude. excuse me. So now I have an email from Taylor who says, though it was difficult, I only bought one parentheses digit one Beanie Baby while looking through these. And Taylor, we're proud of you too for buying one, and also for only buying one. Mm-hmm, I feel like it was hard for me to not buy any.
Yeah, same.
It's only because I know Madeline and I am expecting
yeah that's
some
the
presents.
Thing is, we have very high expectations that we'll get these for free, so that's why we didn't buy any.
If I don't, I will be purchasing Gizmo, many of Gizmo soon.
So honestly, yeah, Madeline, Ty has you to thank for why they don't have our business.
Yep, I'm holding out. I'm holding out. So this is a review of Slowpoke the Sloth. So this is that same cute sloth from Amazon. And this is a 2-star review by Grandma Susan. It's a verified purchase. Ugly. Got it for my grown daughter after she had surgery because she loves sloths. When I gave it to her, she said, "What is it?" End of review. Oh. That made me sad.
That makes me so sad too. It looks just like a sloth though.
It does look just like a sloth. And now I wonder, is this the lemur situation happening again?
Oh, true. If I got Gizmo, I'd be like, what the fuck is that,
you
Grandma?
You wake up from surgery. You wake up from surgery.
I thought I was alive. Is this hell?
I'm in hell. And Grandma Susan has brought you fucking Gizmo with red eyes. I would be terrified. So I think...
Especially if Grandma Susan's been dead for 10 years. And the last time you saw Gizmo the lemur, you're putting him in her casket.
Alexander, no.
Return.
No. And she's like... Grandma Susan is like, what is this? I've been meaning to ask you for 10 years. Why did you put this in my fucking casket? Got it for my...
I think the sloth is adorable.
He is adorable. And if your daughter loves sloths and looked at that, I mean, she was still under anesthesia or something, because it looks just like a sloth.
It looks like a sloth.
Maybe. Do too. And he's happy. Like, he's really cute. I think if she got a lemur and didn't know that it was a lemur and showed it to her daughter who loves sloths, maybe that was why she was like, what is that? But
also maybe chill, like she just got out of surgery, like maybe just a little woozy, like what is that, like, you know, going straight to it's ugly, like freaking out, like I don't think the granddaughter was like, this is the ugliest thing I've ever gotten. I bet she was just like, what is
she
that
threw
and
it
then
across the room.
What she found out was like, oh my God, it's adorable. I'm like, whatever.
I feel like unless your daughter's a real brat, she was, I mean, it's a grown woman. I don't think she probably had like a full meltdown about her new stuffy from grandma, but I guess you never know.
I think that sloth is the only victim here.
I agree.
So like, what is she it? Literally Sloopy? Just said what's
ugly.
Its name?
What?
What's its name? Slowpoke. Slowpoke.
I think he's precious.
Cute, cute, cute. I agree. Okay, my next one is of a Beanie Boo called Sapphire the Dragon.
Oh.
It's a little sad looking dragon.
Oh.
It's cute. It just looks like, you know, it looks like it's being like, it's
oh,
like
he has like lidded eyes.
Right now. Yeah. It's hurting. But here we go. It's a Walmart comment. I forgot. I have two comments actually that I want to read because I did not see this one earlier. I don't know if this just popped up. This one is a comment by Jennifer. I like tacos. End of review.
Stop. What is wrong with people? Get off the internet. Go outside.
And then the thing is, so with these comments, a lot of them will just say my grandson or my whatever. I think Walmart sends out emails like, why did you buy this? Or who is this for?
Why did you buy this? I like tacos.
We'll leave customer comments. And we'll just
they'll
say
be out of
things.
Context.
So this one, I don't understand what the context could possibly be.
What were you doing when, what were you thinking when you bought this? I like tacos. I don't know.
But here's the other one. This is by Kimberly, another comment. I like dragons, but I am a girl, but I can still purchase it. End of review. Oh end of comment.
Oh my God. Okay. That reminds me of Timothy's owner. These children on Walmart.com. I don't know who's letting them on there.
I don't know. It wasn't me.
Walmart, stop emailing children. This
I like
is the
dragons,
kind...
but I am a girl, but I can still purchase it. And purchase is spelled P-R-C-H-E-S. So
of course.
I really wasn't sure how to say that.
Purchase it.
Wrong? Purchase it?
Purchase it. Yeah, I mean it.
Because it's almost
she's
right.
She's not
it's
wrong just... phonetically speaking.
Yeah.
Wow, I adore this person whom I'm assuming is a child. I can still buy it. I'm like, was anybody questioning that nowadays?
Unfortunately, probably.
I guess there must be a reason.
Yeah.
I'm a girl. Here's another one I have from Taylor. This is of Maury, the Moray eel from
Cute.
Amazon. And this is a 4-star review by Kevin. And the title is Not Right Eel. And this is not a verified purchase.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I didn't buy this item.
Gasp.
So we got that way ahead of here. Okay, so I didn't buy this item, but this isn't a moray eel in the first place. I was looking for moray eel omens because they are my favorite animal, and I noticed something wrong with this eel. It has pectoral fins. A moray eel doesn't have pectoral fins, but it swims by slithering through the water like a snake with its dorsal fin. And another fin fact, a moray eel has two sets of jays, one in the front and another in the back of the throat to pull its prey back. End of review.
I have seen that. That's terrifying.
Ew! I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm scared of it.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, is this a Beanie Boo or Beanie Baby?
It's a Beanie Baby.
Uh-oh, so it's not supposed to be whimsical.
It's not whimsical.
This is a whimsical eel that shouldn't have been whimsical.
He's a little too whimsical for Kevin's taste.
Someone at Ty messed up, put it down the wrong line.
He didn't
line.
Have enough J's and pectoral fins, or he had too many pectoral fins. I don't know. Taylor was like,
too
this
many
is a really
pectoral
intense...
fins because they have a dorsal fin for swimming, but not pectoral fins.
I see, because they slither, right? I mean, Taylor said something like...
For the record, I just learned that just now. I wasn't saying this as if I agree.
Here, I'll show you the picture.
Yeah, okay. Look at, I guess, are those the pectoral fins, the one that stick out?
I guess so.
I'm Googling pectoral fins.
Yeah.
Look, yep,
that's,
yep.
That's it, huh?
And the dorsal fins are the ones on top?
So, yep, that's right.
Uh-huh. And then the anal fin, I bet you know where that is.
Super.
That's where the butt is.
Thanks. Taylor said, never had such a thorough lesson on fish anatomy, and I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do like that Kevin just decided to give us that. By the way, I love the little play on words, the fin fact, instead of a fun fact.
Oh, fin fact. Oh, my God. It reminds me... I hope no one steals this.
What?
So Steven and I play, we haven't in a while. We play old school RuneScape.
Right.
And there's going to be like a group Iron Man mode. I don't have to explain it all. But basically there's a mode coming up where we can play together and create a group. And it's going to be the two of us. And our names are going to be fish related because our last accounts were sinful salmon and nanner fish. Okay. And so now we're doing trifling tuna and peculiar pike. And our group name is going to be called Only Fins. And we just came up with that last night. Actually, we talked it through.
I'm kind of glad you're putting that on record. So if anyone does steal it, you can be like, that was mine first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
On the record.
Because we were already worried that it was going to be taken. So Only please don't fins. Actually take
don't
it.
Don't take it because that's really,
really
fun.
That would be really sad for us.
That would be really sad.
That would just be mean. I don't know.
It would be. You will be sued.
Yeah, you will be sued. Into oblivion. Lawsuit incoming.
I don't know how to do that, but we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Also, can you just tell me what an eel omen is?
Oh, I was a moray omen, right? Is that a moray?
Moray eel omens because they're my favorite animal, and I noticed something wrong with this eel. I don't know if he just meant he's looking for some symbolic.
Well, I googled that and says eel symbolism, facts and meaning, a totem, spirit and power animal.
Maybe he was looking for a totem.
What the heck?
But this one's incorrect, anatomically speaking.
Some believe eel to be Aumakua, a god in animal form.
Ooh.
Protecting and giving omens to their family.
Ooh.
So who knows?
I mean, Kevin, is that where your head was at? Because that's not the vibe I got, but maybe.
If you Etsy eel omen, you get a sticker that says, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, I am four eels. And it's the four, and it's four eels.
And there's only
crying.
One purchase, and it's Kevin.
So I have no idea.
I am four eels. Oh my God. Okay.
All right. Here is a review of another Beanie Boo. This is Scooter the Snail. When Aww. I think of a whimsical Beanie Boo, I think of Scooter the Snail.
I actually really adore Scooter.
No, cute. Adorable. I mean, it's very
I'm like not a huge fan of like really like cheesy stuffed animals, but
this is exactly what that is.
100% cute.
But it is very cute. Like it works. I think because
Scooter.
It has like that snail body, I think it's adorable.
He's really cute.
Yeah. So here's Scooter the Snail. And here's a review. This is a comment by Lauren. It's for my daughter. She has one of these already, but her sister threw it down one too many times and its eyes fell out.
Oh.
End of comment.
Oh my God. Oh no.
Could you picture an eyeless version of Scooter the Snail?
That's actually really upsetting. I feel like they have such a beneficial, like such a jovial appearance and such like a winning expression.
Yeah.
But that all goes to hell when like the eyes are gone.
Yes.
Because like that's the whole face is the eyes.
Yes.
I feel like with a regular Beanie Baby, the eyes are so small that like,
yeah,
it would be horrible, but it wouldn't be like as drastic.
Yeah.
Those big eyes.
Those big eyes or something.
Also, and if you found one of those on the floor, like looking at you,
yeah,
nothing good comes of that.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not a fan of that.
Don't put Scooter the Snail in my casket, please.
Remember when you put your dog Woofy, he ended up in the toilet by accident?
Yeah, I was playing with him and throwing him around the bathroom for some reason, and he landed in the toilet.
You were throwing him in the bathroom?
Yeah, we played a game where I toss him in the air and catch him.
It was pretty bound to happen.
I still have him. He's on the, but when I stream, he's behind me on the bookshelf.
Wait, really?
Yeah, what do you think? He drowned in the, he's a stuffed animal.
Pooh Bear went missing, remember?
Yeah.
And I just,
I know, that's sad, yeah.
I'm still really sad.
I don't know
about
what happened. Oh, I also dropped my favorite green pen down the toilet and flushed it down the toilet.
That's right.
And it came back a few days later and still worked. How did I know it still worked? Because I continued to use it for a long time.
And it's behind him during stream.
Yeah. It's the one I use to this day.
It's the one he writes all his signatures with. Have you ever asked him for an autograph?
That's speaking of asking for an autograph, that didn't happen, but I met someone at a taco place recently who recognized me.
Oh, I was like,
that
cool.
Sounded really weird. Yeah, it was Mackenzie. So
Mackenzie,
who actually suggested islands, and it was really funny because
that's pretty wild.
So they approached me and very friendly. I was having lunch with Liz, and they were like, yeah, I suggested the islands theme. Because they were had just gone to Catalina.
Oh, right.
And I was like, oh, that's so funny. Liz here was there when I was had to go to the hospital while hiking
for your heat
on
issues.
Catalina.
Yep.
And they
bonded
said that
over.
They did not end up in the hospital. So
So some people know how to do it right.
Yeah. So I have things I could learn.
Well,
so.
Interestingly enough, when you texted me that the day before, I'd been at the dog park and someone recognized Giovanni.
Oh, not you, right?
No, not me. They said Giovanni. So I was like, Gio, come here. And the person goes, Giovanni? And I went, oh my God.
That's so funny.
I know. And their name was Bones. And I was like, oh, the dog. And they were like, no, me. I'm an idiot. And I was like, oh, nice to meet you. And they were like, this is Pumpkin. So the dog was Pumpkin and they were Bones. And I was like,
Pumpkin and Bones
is like the ultimate like crime fighting duo.
I love that.
In a comic book.
I love that.
And then on my walk home at the bar near my house, somebody was sitting outside and was like, hey, I'm a huge fan of your show, like from across the street. And I was like, what is going on? Oh, and then the next day you got wrecked. I'm like, something's up in the water, in the air.
I think people are leaving more, I guess.
Going I guess out true. More. And yeah. I'm leaving more. I mean, it was just one outing, but it's more than most days. So anyway, while we're comparing our cool autograph
you have
stories.
Two to my one. Well, you have like 10 times the followers than me, so... I don't know. I feel like you should have seen 10 people this week.
Well, I should. I recognize you. You guys, you need to step it up is what I'm trying to say here. Find me. Just kidding. Don't find me. Okay. I think that's... Oh, no. Here we go. I have an email from Morgan here. She, her. Thank you, Morgan. And as she describes it, this is an Amazon review from a person who definitely seems like they're fun at parties.
Mm.
So that's how you know it's good. This is a 3-star review by Patrick. The title is, That's a Cockatoo, Not a Cockatiel. And it's a review of the Cockatiel Beanie Baby.
People who are like...
Oh, so
like
no, there were so many.
So bizarre to me.
There were so many. This is the review. And by the way, this is also not a verified purchase. So
oh, wow.
Kevin and Patrick
are running
around.
It was so bad they just refused to buy it because they just... Oh my God.
Sorry to sound a little off topic. I know the plushie is cute and all, but they got the name wrong. That's a pink-crested cockatoo, not a cockatiel. I know this due to raising the little small breed all through my childhood and seeing cockatoos at the zoo or a neighbor's house. End of review.
What? Like, that's a lot of words for saying, like, I'm not really an expert, but...
Right. I went to the zoo before. It's cool.
So I'm not really going to take their word for it, but...
I went to my neighbor's house and the zoo one time, so also, I know.
I don't really care.
No, I don't care either, right? Like, if you're going to be... Like, I wouldn't read that and go, oh, shit, well, now I can't enjoy this bird.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuffed animal.
It's a stuffed animal. Chill.
Like, if it were seriously for something like one person said, oh, I'm teaching about iguanas in class and they sent a chameleon. I'm like, okay, that I get if it's like totally different animal. But like, why does it matter?
Are people using Beanie Babies for...
That one iguana guy was. I don't know what everybody else is doing.
I don't know. I don't get it. And also, I don't know.
If I got a lemur.
If you went to the museum or an aquarium.
Oh, sure. Like an
educational. If you went to an aquarium and they were selling moray eel stuffed animals and the moray eel had pectoral fins. Yeah, I think maybe saying something could be appropriate because,
it's a learning place.
Yeah. But it's a freaking Beanie Baby. It's like, why is this bear purple with a rose on it for Princess Diana? I've never seen a bear in real life.
She was never a bear.
That was purple.
It's like, okay. Yeah, it just seems a little bit like irrelevant. I don't know. But, you know, whatever. You choose your battles and this is Patrick's battle to die on a hill on. Yeah. Die, whatever. You know. You
hill,
get it.
This
is the hill Patrick will lay down and surrender on.
Jesus.
I was trying to make
How do you think surrendering works?
I was trying to make it less dramatic. Oh, right. The whole not surrender on this hill. That's the whole point, huh?
To die on this, as in like fight until...
He's going to fight to the death on this one.
Yeah. We'll die on that hill.
It's a cockatoo, not a
cockatiel. And cockatoo will be in his casket.
Yep.
I'm going to move on.
I'm going to fill his casket with cockatoos, not cockatiels.
These are my last two. They're combined. This is of Fiona the Pink Cat, parentheses, glitter eyes.
Oh, dear.
It's a Beanie Boo.
That one scares me a little bit.
Yes, this one especially compared to Scooter the Snail.
I think it's because this one's looking at me.
And it has, the ears look a little like devil horns or something.
Yeah, I kind of like it and I kind of am scared of it at the same time.
Yeah. It's very aggressive, which, it's aggressive with glitter. So it's both aggressive and it has glitter is what I mean.
Yeah.
Which, and a weird sly smile.
As yeah, if, slightly scary combination.
As if I should be worried. So I will be worried.
Yeah.
Anyway, here is
Doesn't take much. You just give us the slight notion we should be worried and we're 110% in.
Yes, exactly. So here's a 2-star review and then there's a 5-star response to the 2-star review. So here's a 2-star one. No, a different person.
Oh, oh, oh.
So Mackenzie says 2 stars. Wrong name. I have this Beanie Boo, but just so you know, her name is Amaya, not Fiona. Also, her tail doesn't look like that. You ever see my one? She doesn't have a neat tail. It's rigid. Fur stands out. End of review.
Oh, okay.
And then Casey responds with a 5-star review.
This is brave of Casey, by the way.
The person who wrote the review, wrong name, time made her again. Duh, little dingus. End of review.
Her name is Lil Dingus, the new one.
L is capitalized. I like so, the name. Lil Dingus.
I think Madeline needs to write this down. Lil Dingus, the new Beanie Boo.
Lil Dingus. They should make Beanie Boos based off of us named Lil Dingus.
I adore that plan.
Okay. Okay.
Madeline, I know Madeline, we've asked you to do a lot, but I expect all of it to be done. Just kidding. Yeah, yeah, little dingus. I think you need to just, like, you know, find another hill is what I'm going to say. I don't know how else to say it. I feel like these just seem like really aggressive things to be upset about, but whatever.
We've never had anyone like that before.
No, I know. Aggressive.
It's so weird.
It's just with stuffed animals. I'm surprised how much emotion goes into
true,
these,
no,
you know?
It is a weird thing. It's so emotional. Either people are so happy and it's really uplifting,
yeah,
or so sad and it's really depressing. I swear there were very few middle of the road reviews.
No, there's no like love it.
Yeah.
Cool.
People had lots.
I mean, and
to
it,
say.
I don't know. I feel like I expect this when it's like a restaurant or somewhere you have like human interaction and you can get really this is just like, okay, you got a cute little guy. He's got beans in him.
It's wild. It's wild.
Okay. All I have left are redemptions.
Oh, I'm done, so.
Oh, fantastic.
Lay them on me.
This is a redemption sent in by Taylor. It's a review of Lucy the Goose on Amazon.
Lucy
the
Goosey.
But it's spelled L-O-O-S-Y, Lucy.
Lucy.
I know, it's so cute. This is a 5-star review, verified purchase by Caitlin, and the title is Life Changing. She is nurturing and warm. She connects with my heart every time I see her. She has a kind spirit and is full of love. End of review.
I was like, this better not end here. As you're reading that, I said, that better not be the end. This is freaking weird.
That's in her. She's life-changing. Also, it's a verified purchase. This
yeah.
Goose. Lucy the Goose.
Verified purchase. My goodness.
Been purchased.
I mean, I'm glad you found your goose. But
life. And there was another one that I believe Taylor sent in as well of the same goose saying it's all wrong. The colors are all wrong. So I guess for that person, it was
oh my god
not okay. But for Caitlin, man, she connects with my heart, you know? That's how I feel about my Dilbert M&M machine, but like,
oh, dear God. Did you read did you write a review of it?
I did. And let me read it. Hang on, here it is. He is nurturing and warm. He connects with my heart every time I see him. He has a kind spirit and is full of M&Ms and love.
Okay, makes sense. Makes sense.
Here is one more redemption. This is my last one. This is an email from Morgan, she, her, who sent an Etsy review of Stinky the Skunk. This is a review by Richard M. Stevens, and it's a 5-star review from August 21st, 2021, so like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, damn.
The Stinky the Skunk retired Beanie Baby. Oh, by the way, this is one long sentence. There's not one ounce
good.
Of punctuation.
Perfect. That's what I was hoping for,
so,
actually.
So I'm going to try to make it clear, but in case it's not clear and I take a breath, there's no punctuation.
Okay.
I'm just running out of oxygen. The Stinky the Skunk retired Beanie Baby was even better in person than its pictured excellent vintage condition. It came in its original box wrapped nicely in a silk sleeve and sealed nicely in tissue paper, sealed very well on the outside. For safe delivery through the postal delivery service. It also has its original Beanie Baby tag and its own name tag on a chain. It came very quickly and will be a great addition to my wildlife collection of animals. And since years ago I had a skunk named Stinky who climbed on my back patio door looking for a tasty snack, I highly recommend Vintage Beanie Boutique and Jill for excellent vintage quality beanies, and I will purchase again. Thank you, Jill. Sincerely, Richard M. Stevens from Lake Zurich, Illinois. P.S. I am adding this shop to one of my favorite shops listed. End of review.
Amazing. I'm proud of you for getting through that.
Sincerely, Richard M. Stevens from Lake Zurich, so cute. Illinois.
Oh my gosh. Aw, Stinky the Skunk.
I know. And like, he had a Stinky the Skunk.
That's so perfect.
Back in the day, who was looking for a tasty snack. And now he has his own taste. Stinky the Skunk looking for a tasty snack.
Hopefully, Stinky doesn't eat too many refrigerators, am I right?
Oh,
that was cute though.
Anyway, yeah, so some of these are just really like heartwarming.
Yeah, we had some really wholesome moments.
People,
thankfully,
like, buy these for like really serious, heart-wrenching reasons.
I can't imagine what the emails or letters that they get at the actual company, you know.
Oh,
what
I bet
mean?
They get some really wild ones. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, now Richard M. Stevens has a skunk in his wildlife collection.
Good.
Great for him. Love
good
it.
Good job, Richard. All right, I mean, happy for you, Richard.
So happy. So proud of you, actually.
I'm proud of you for buying that.
So while we're at it. So that's it. And then I wrote reviews from Cassidy ... depressing, which were my parade. So I'm glad we got that over with.
Yep. Bummer parade is over. And I wrote, ask Christina when she wants it. Beginning, middle, or end. I literally wrote that out.
My God. Okay. I like how I decided it was at the end. I'm glad you actually did it earlier, honestly.
I'm glad we got through the bummer parade.
Me too. And ended on Richard M. Stevens.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time now for my challenge. My challenge was to find reviews of classes where the reviewer thinks they're better than the instructor. And this was sent in by Kristen.
Perfect.
And I'm going to start off with, from what I could tell, the only email I got, but it was a good one. So thank you to Amanda, she, her, for sending this one in.
You lifesaver, Amanda.
New lifesaver. This gave me a little extra, because this was pretty hard. And maybe that's why I didn't get so many emails. You all struggled as well. I got some. I feel pretty good. But
maybe it's because they struggled. Maybe it's because they didn't want to help you.
Maybe they just don't like me. I've been too aggressive about
it. It's impossible to tell which it is.
It's impossible.
I can't figure it out.
I'm looking at the map of where this location is because it's a Google review.
Mm-hmm.
And it's close to something called Oligarchy Ditch.
Oh.
Which is a very aggressive name. That's the energy we have for this
Love
podcast,
it.
Though. So that's good. This is a review of the Ed and Ruth Lehman YMCA. This is looks like north of Denver, Flanfo, for a geoguesser. So this is...
Oh, did you get, Flanfo, did you get Lake Zurich, Illinois from last time? Are we putting Richard M. Stevens' house?
Find that address and put it in GeoGuessr, please. This is north of Denver, Ed and Ruth Lehman YMCA. This is a 3-star review. I appreciate the fact that YMCAs serve the community. They do a lot of good, especially for kids. But a friend dragged me here for a yoga class recently, and I vow I will never take yoga at a YMCA again. It was clear that the instructor had been doing yoga for a short time, maybe just a few years. She's one of those personal trainer gym types who belongs in a spin class, not a yoga studio. I know I'm a tough judge because I've studied yoga for decades and have taught for over 10 years, but it's so disappointing to encounter this more and more untrained teachers who take up space that could be filled by real yoga practitioners.
Like me,
end
who have
review.
Clearly calmed and taken that yoga to heart
right?
and learned about peace and
I mean,
relaxation. Jesus Christ. Lord,
then
have
go
mercy.
Teach your own freaking class. I feel like
Why
that's
are
the
you
truth
take,
for all of these reviews.
I would be so terrified if I were teaching a class and the person was like, I've studied this for decades, but no pressure. It's like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my. Clearly only for a few years. I'm like, damn, that's a long, like still, like, hey.
Also, it doesn't sound like you've really gotten much out of yoga. Like, calm down. I mean, Jesus, isn't the whole
know.
Point like to just not be the way that you are right there? I don't know.
Their username is Namaste, and then there's like a
no, it's not
a symbol of like
wait, are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
Their username is Namaste, and they're yeah. like losing their shit about this spin class instructor teaching yoga.
Yeah, okay. It was. See, that's the thing. It was very aggressive. It could have been so much better just to say I was disappointed with the class. I felt it could have done better in these ways, some sort of constructive criticism. But saying she's one of those personal, it was very personal to
yeah,
this person.
It was
person.
An attack on her.
It was a very specific attack.
Wasn't it? But that is, specific. I know that was sent in, but that was a really good one. That's like, I could do yoga better than this person.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I do.
Exactly. So I maybe should have saved that for last because
it was
so good.
It was good.
But so thank you, Amanda, for that one. My next one, this is from Rate My Professor.
Oh, shit.
I have three of those.
Have we ever read a Rate My Professor on this show?
I don't think so.
We always
they're not good.
We always consider it and we never actually do it.
I mean, they're pretty. People suck on there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Like one tiny little bit about that, but.
Here's a review. This is of a business class.
Oh, God.
I didn't... for these, I felt weird. Like, since these are so personal, the problem with these is it's so personal about a very specific person.
About one
always.
Person. You're right.
And also, students suck, you know? Like, I was a student once. I complained about teachers. And now I look back, I'm like, yeah, the teachers that I complained about, like, I was a, kind of just a little shithead.
Right.
Not excusing some of these reviews because they're just not nice. And that's what's so rude is like when this is specifically
like
targeted at a
attack.
Human being.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I get that.
Yeah, that's why I don't really like these, but it fits the challenge.
Okay.
So here's the review, and I'm not reading the school.
That's probably smart.
But this is for a business class. Specifically, it looks like accounting. Barely squeaked an A out in this class. Final was super easy. I studied 2 out of 14 chapters we needed to know for the final. A car tire could teach this class better than this sorry excuse for a teacher. End of review.
Oh my God! A car tire?
Yeah, and the reason why I included ones like this, where they didn't explicitly say they could teach it better, I assume that's kind of what they're saying, where like, if a car tire could do it, I could do it. And
well,
I assume
if
this
a car
reviewer...
tire taught anything, I think, yeah, like... I guess that's implying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A car tire. I've never heard. Is that a phrase? I've never heard that before.
You know, I don't know. I've never heard that one before.
A car
we're
tire
get,
could
we're
teach
gonna
accounting.
Get a new one in a couple reviews. So there's a different one next. This is from a school's medical assisting department. It's the class is Med 124. Oh. So I don't know the exact class, but something medical.
Oh boy.
And this one's a little different.
Okay.
My mom has a master's degree in human services, and I'm sure she could teach this course much better. I just don't understand how and why she is teaching. She tells us things wrong, and she thinks it's right. She should be offered a seat in the classroom as a student because she does not know the info she's trying to teach. What a waste of money. End of review.
She should be offered a seat, and then my mom will come yeah. in and teach her about human resources?
Human services.
Human services? That kind of reminds me of your challenge that was like, do you know who my mom is? Do you know who my parents are?
I mean, I don't know. I bet, yeah, this mom would probably be pretty good at teaching how to service humans or whatever, so.
I guess.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
I feel like medical assisting is pretty specific, but, you know, whatever.
I was just making, like, a weird your mom joke, but...
Oh, I didn't get it.
It was layered. It was pretty...
It was just, too nuanced for me and my nuanced. Pea brain. Sorry.
And I kind of just shoehorned it in. I thought I'm being funny. Okay.
It was hysterical.
Thank you. I'm yeah, glad you think
of
so.
Of course.
You're the only person that I want to listen to this show.
I know. I would never
funny.
Lie to you.
So good. Thank you. I've got one more Rate My Professors. This is an econ class. Honestly, he tries, but he is terrible. He drops 2 quizzes and homeworks, but it's just pointless. You teach yourself or fail. I thought he was going to be a good teacher from the reviews. Someone's pet rat could teach me more. He should not teach this subject anymore. End of review.
Okay, so now we've got this perfect group, a superhero group. Yeah. What is it?
A car tire?
A car tire.
My
mom. Your mom. Someone's
yeah,
mom.
Someone's... human servicing mom and a pet rat
not a sewer rat, a pet rat specifically.
It's very specific.
I mean, rats are very smart.
Yeah.
I'd rather a rat teach me than a car tire, whatever that means.
Honestly, I'd rather a rat than any of these reviewers teach me.
You know what, that's exactly right. I don't I trust the rat more than I trust any of these students.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I've got one more.
What if they taught yoga? Sorry.
What now if I'm, the pet rat taught
now
yoga?
Now I'm just thinking of like, what if this car tire and the rat taught yoga together?
Yeah, I hear that mom's pretty flexible. So.
I would stop. I didn't include her on purpose. I would for sure take a rat-led yoga class. Namaste.
Namaste.
That rat belongs in a spin class. You know the type. We've all seen it.
Yeah, on the wheel. You're right. Spinning on the wheel. You're so right.
I know.
Okay. So this last one is a 1-star review of Seasons of My Heart Cooking School.
Oh, my God. Sorry, what? I mean, cool.
It's in Oaxaca, Mexico, I believe. Yeah. Yep, it's in Oaxaca. And this is a 1-star review. And it's a doozy. It's a long one. So that's why I'm like, this is my last one. But you're stuck here for a little bit longer, everybody. Here we go. Cooking class is a great disappointment and unprofessional treatment. I am a serious culinarian and travel to Oaxaca to expand my skills and knowledge. We researched schools and read several favorable reviews about the Seasons of My Heart Cooking School. We even bought Miss Trilling's book from the PBS series, and were looking forward to the class, one of three I had enrolled in for the week. Before we went, I inquired about the possibility of having Miss Trilling autograph my book if I brought it.
Oh boy.
It was then that I found out she would not be teaching the class. I was told a, quote, very capable chef substitute, end quote, had been arranged.
With a green pen from the toilet. He'll sign it for you, don't worry.
I'll sign it right before I teach them how to microwave vegan hot dogs.
Yum.
Somewhat disappointed, I decided to go anyway, as I thought someone with her reputation would make sure her substitute would be excellent. On the day of the class, we were picked up promptly and driven to the market in Etla, near Miss Trilling's B&B and school. In the group with me was a fellow traveler I had met the previous day at another cooking class, a gentleman who was planning on opening a restaurant and who was every bit as earnest about learning as I was.
Oh, great.
It was at the market that the disappointment hit. We were met by a woman who seemed a throwback to a 1960s hippie. She started off the tour and we promptly noticed she had no clue as to food, cooking, or ingredients. Every time she needed to talk about the simplest of herbs, grains, chilies, or anything, she was reading it from a notebook. Not only that, but much of her information was wrong. I was tagging along and getting more information from the merchants by asking my own questions. I finally had enough when she tried to pass off an egg-based bread, parentheses sweet, as, quote, something like what we use for tortas, parentheses a savory preparation.
God forbid. Can you imagine? That's like when someone's telling you a story and you're totally out of your element and you're like, is this where I like, is this where I react?
And they pause and look at you expecting and something. Like, and you said, wow,
I was going to say, I say wow, because it's like that could go one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just say the wow. That's perfect.
Wow.
I told my friend from the previous class I was abandoning the tour. I was fortunate that I had friends who followed us in a rental car, so bailing out was feasible.
But they followed you there in a rental car?
Yeah, what?
They followed her in a, like, they followed her, like, from...
I have no idea.
To the market?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I guess they just...
She just makes her friends, like, drive around waiting for her.
It seems so weird. I don't understand.
None of this makes a lot of sense.
The logistics of all of this makes no sense to me. My friend said, the whole thing is cheesy, but I'll stick it out. I called our tour guide aside and told her how disappointed I was and that I did not feel I had paid to have an unprepared guide read from a notebook.
This is mean.
I told her I could do better on my own. She said that Susanna herself trained me and that I would not get any help from the merchants because we have a relationship with them. This was, of course, the height of silliness to imagine a merchant would not want to talk about their products. As for the training, if Miss Trilling sent such a poor guide to replace her, I could only imagine what the class would be like. I left the tour after clearly asking for a refund and struck off on my own. Within 10 minutes, I had armfuls of purchases of various chilies and herbs, and I was happily chatting away behind the counter of one of the booths about ingredients and cooking.
Get out of there. You're not supposed to be behind the counter.
The next day, I ran into my friend who told me the class was pretty good. Not exactly a ringing endorsement, and that the first he heard about Miss Trilling not leading the class was when the substitute guide showed up. This is very unprofessional. It seems Miss Trilling is overextending herself and neglecting the thing that brought her fame, good cooking. I have followed up with 2 emails about my refund, and as of this date, I am still waiting for my money. End of review.
What a rude, rude lady.
Yeah.
Why are you so rude?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even think it's a lady. Dude. It doesn't. The name is. I like my vibe is this is a, absolutely a fucking rude dude.
Oh my God! What a rude dude. I just like now I'm behind the counter chatting away.
Yeah.
Making friends on my own. Okay, well, maybe that's what you're supposed to do from the beginning.
Yeah.
If you're not going to be a good sport.
Yeah.
So rude. The height of silliness.
The height of silliness.
It's such a demeaning thing to say.
I know. The whole thing was demeaning. The whole thing was absolutely awful. And the best part, I thought, was how the person who actually went to the class said it was pretty good.
Not exactly a ringing endorsement. And then they're
like, what did you expect them to say when you were so nasty
about
it? Yeah,
I was going to say, they weren't going to say this is the best class ever because you were going to be an asshole about it. Yeah.
You would have said, I doubt that. I bet if I had taught it, it would have been very good, not just pretty good, because that's not exactly a ringing endorsement. This just made me so mad, but it was very, I felt it fit. So
It completely fit. Okay. I could teach the class. Also, don't tell the tour guide that you could teach. But see, what I don't understand is what do people expect is going to happen? Like, you tell the tour guide, I could do this better.
Yeah.
Then what? What is your ideal outcome? Exactly. That they say, you're right, here's the apron? No, like, what do you expect?
It's just so rude. I mean, it's just so rude and
nothing
so unnecessary.
Could happen from that. That's good.
And why? And the fact that they expect a refund, there's nothing there. Just because your expectations were absurd or unable to be met because of how high they were, doesn't mean you deserve a refund.
The height of silliness.
They're giving what they promised and you're off. Like, they didn't promise you Miss Trilling.
I am obsessed with the idea of Miss Trilling, and I'm pretty convinced she doesn't exist, and it's like a fiction of everyone's imagination.
No, it's a chef. She's a PBS chef or something.
Miss Trilling. I love that.
Yeah.
I like Miss Trilling.
Yeah, Susanna Trilling.
If Susanna Trilling says this person is my protege, then fucking trust Miss Trilling.
Yeah, exactly. It's just,
not having it with
it's
this.
It's like this person even like go to the class and is giving like shit and saying, I could do this whole thing better. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I bet.
It's ridiculous.
Love to take this person's class. I bet it's a riot. I bet it's a hoot.
I bet it is
a hoot and a half.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was great, Zandy. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to Kristen for sending that in. I enjoyed it. It was hard at times, like, because I wanted to get more than just rate my professor, because those were pretty easy because students suck.
Students like to say, to make really great analogies.
Yeah.
Like, and of course, a rat could do this. Yeah.
And of course, the freshman is going to think they know more than a professor. You know, it just makes sense. Like, it was easy. But and thank you to Amanda for sending that one in about the yoga school.
Namaste.
I didn't even think of finding a yoga instruction one. I did through on Groupon. I tried to find some. But those were all pretty good, the reviews on Groupon. If there were any negative reviews of a class on Groupon, it was the promo code didn't work. This is a scam.
One time I bought bras on Groupon. Big mistake. Don't do that.
I wasn't planning on
that. That was my 1-star experience on Groupon. Big mistake.
You bought bras on Groupon. Yeah, it must have been a good deal, though, I bet. I mean, are like 95% off. And you're like,
It was a good deal in theory, but it didn't really... It wasn't a win for me. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Well, we can leave it at that. We have some announcements with the due date of my nibbling, mm-hmm. Christina's child
approaching rapidly.
Rapidly. We are rapidly. Not going to ask for or name a specific theme and challenge. Yeah. We're not going to ask for any emails.
Because we're going to try to record ahead.
Yeah, we have to just bust them out and we don't know what they are, but they'll be surprises for
surprise
you.
Surprise theme and challenge like they have been in the past. Like early days.
You'll find out... you'll find out when we release them,
as the
basically.
Episodes air.
Yeah, so which could be fun, and we'll miss your help, but I think we're
capable.
We will
greatly miss your help. I should at least put out there, I will just greatly miss your help. But, you know, obviously, keep sending things in if you find them. Mm-hmm. We always use them for Between You and Us, yep. Or if we pick a theme and we happen to have some in the email, mm-hmm. that would be nice too, so... Yeah. Don't feel like you have to cut off communications. Mm-hmm. We're still here.
Yeah. And if you have any ideas for what you want to hear from us these next couple months, let us know. And
always send in suggestions
too. We'll read them and see if anything looks good to us. So No theme or challenge announcement this week, but we'll get back to that eventually. And yeah, the next episodes you hear are probably going to be pretty pre-recorded because there's going to be a lot going on, but they should be just as fun, and we might be able to try some new things by doing it this way. So we're excited.
We'll see. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm going to go to my mailbox and wait for Gizmo.
Okay. Bye. Bye, everyone.